Men, have we collected our first offering already? Powerful. Please, the pulpit. Amen. Oh, you are too dull this morning. No? Amen. Powerful. It's time to hear the word of God. It's time to hear the word of God. It's time to hear the word of God. Amen. And I remember last week, the word of God was so powerful. Many of us were delivered from the spirit of foolishness. Hallelujah. Because we saw what was working in the prodigal son. Amen. And the first one was the spirit of foolishness. And many of us were delivered. Amen. Oh, you were not delivered, or you didn't have it. Hallelujah. But today is another day that the Lord has made. I believe God has a powerful message for us. So if you are ready for the word of God, and if you are ready for your pastor and my pastor, be on your feet, shout, clap, and let's welcome Reverend E.K. Shout!
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another blessed time in your presence. We pray that, Lord, may you be present in our midst this morning and help us, O God, to understand your word. Your word that will break every evil stronghold of our lives. Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, I pray this morning that let the word that is sharper than any two-edged sword cut out undesirable traits in our lives. In Jesus' name. Satan, you have no place in this room. We curse you. We suck you out in the name of Jesus. We come against you with the blood of Jesus. Father, may your word fall on the fertile soil in the heart of these young people. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat for 5 minutes. I'll be preaching for 5 minutes. When we close today, we shall have our rehearsals quickly. Then we shall all move to Bawi, the chief palace. All right. Now, those of you who have been observing what has been happening during the week, I kept announcing to you. Who just opened a drink? Why did you just open drink? Sisi awa by we be a drink can. Hey, Fanta. So I didn't see a Fanta. Hey, can't you see? So, do you have the flyer? On the, Pastor John, what's the date? Can I start? No, the day we are starting the first and second service. On the 16th of August. You let me start from the 8th. Next week, Saturday, is 1st August. All right. Our conference is supposed to come on. Look at me. I'm giving a very important. Why are they sitting? Sit on your chair. See, Phoebe, you did something last week. I sacked you. You came back. You are still misbehaving. I don't have any apology when I sack you. I don't fear anybody in this room. Jeremiah, I don't fear anybody, including you, in this room. So I noticed that most of you are still doing your graduation. And so I didn't want to put the conference on. How many of you have your graduation next week? Next week, you see. How many of you had yours? How many of you had yours yesterday? June, lift up your hand. June, lift up your hand. Now, June is officially going to join the Dancing Stars. I'll show you a video of June dancing yesterday at her school graduation. How many of you know June's little sister, October? She was also in the Dancing Star in the school.
You see, so when I'm talking, you think I don't know what I'm saying. There are people here who dance in their school, but they can't dance in church. Oh, things I know, Pastor Julian. And so, you see, the devil is using you. So, June, right now, is she in the choir? And so she'll do choir, and she'll also do dancing stars. Clap for her. Yeah. Now, June is a star girl. It's a star girl. So, and I'm not of you vacate by next week. You are vacated. Will everybody vacate by next week? Yes, everybody will vacate. Your school, are you vacating? Next 2 weeks, leave that school. And we'll give you a new school. Eh? Do you have any new school around? Next time, we'll change your school. Because school that you have not vacated yet. Hebzi, mommy is looking for you. Your school that you have not vacated, I don't think that is a good school. So by next week, every school would have vacated. So then our conference will come on the 8th of August. Clap for Jesus. 8th August. 8th. Do you have the flyer? I posted the flyer on the page long time. Eh? Media people. So on the 8th of August, how many of you have registered already? How many of you have registered? One, two, three. The whole church, the whole, even I church, if I hear about 10 people have registered in I church as at last week Sunday. Or you come for the conference? No, say it in English language. Will you come for the conference? So you register. Last week I told you go and see your parents and collect the money. You are looking at my face. Petra, you there, you went to tell mommy that we are going for a camp. Eh? When we give announcement, you don't listen. You see, conference. You went to say camp. She texted me this morning that you said some camp be. And as I'm taking you to camp to go and preach at the camp. Well, we've done camp already, or we did our camp somewhere in April or May. And we are okay. We are now doing the conference. After conference, then we'll do excursion. After excursion, then we'll do crusade. After crusade, then we'll do dinner. Dinner is the December. Now, the dinner, if you don't come, I'm looking at every dinner here. I'll check your church attendance, whether you've been coming. That's why the dinner there is free. But the red carpet and everything. So if I see that you don't come to church and you come for the dinner, me, Reverend Ike, I'll sack you. I'm going to bring macho men to stand at the gate. You dress and do your mouth, lip shine. When they'll sack you, you go home. You see that they sack you. So I'm watching those who have been coming to church and those who don't come. And all that. And at dinner day, you have to come with a date too. Girls will not come. One boy, one girl. You understand? Come. I say, come. Like this. Nah, you ain't your date. You understand? And the girl, you have to wear high heel. No high heel. No, if you wear slippers, I'll sack you. Like this now. And your hair must be long. June, come. I want the... June, come. This is the long hair. If you don't have long hair like this, you go and do wig. You go and buy wig. Do you understand? Don't bring your 2 centimeter hair, 2 centimeters. Like, only boys, 2 centimeters are allowed, but girl, 2 centimeters are suck. And you don't have handbag. And you have not dyed your mouth shiny. And your dress is not like this. If you bring some dress that is sweeping the floor, I'll sack you. Dress there, it must be somewhere here. It must tight you. Nice one. A red carpet, you see something you haven't seen before. Cash. You wear t-shirt, you go and bring Hope t-shirt to the dinner. I'll sack you. Good Friday Miracle t-shirt you are wearing, the tassel will sack you. You go and bring Kipling Flow something t-shirt. I'll sack you. Dinner. Hallelujah. So, I hope you are seeing the trend. And then last week, Wednesday, a lot of you didn't join Kipling Flow. I'll let you finish preaching and I'll come there. Luke chapter 15. Put up our story for us. Luke chapter 15. The prodigal son, verse 11. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portions of goods that falleth to me. And divided unto them his living. Verse 13. Right now they have to use hammer to hit the laptop before the scripture will come. Hobson is not here. Like when I quote the scripture, I didn't come. Now when I quote the scripture, 2 weeks before it will come. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Last week, I wanted to close the chapter on this, but there was something small I didn't preach, but I'll preach it today. Now, let me show you something. In the month of August, listen carefully. How many of you listen to Sweet Melodies, Generation 419? Now, in the month of August, our church preaching that we are recording, in the month of August, they'll play all on Sweet Melodies. On Generation 419, on Wednesday, Saturdays 11 a.m. to 12 noon. So you tune in from next coming Saturday. Tune in. You hear your the first preaching is our camp preaching. They air it on radio. If you talk inside, you hear yourself inside. That's why now we are recording that. When we record, we send to them. They'll play it. Keep our word here. If you don't come to church yet, heaven is possible you won't go some. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country and there wasted his substance with foolish rioters and girls living. So if you boys, when you get money small, no girls will start giving you fans. Odogu. Odogu, odogu. And when he had spent all, one day the man will finish. Anybody who spend money on girls, the man will finish eventually. I'm telling you, before you grow up, you this boy sitting down here, and the girl will leave you, and you the girls that they'll be cooking for the boys, you use your own money to cook for the boys. They'll also leave you. They'll leave you. Let me advise you before you grow up. And when they have spent everything, they arose a mighty famine in that land, and it began to be in want. A comma started saying dino. Combat deal, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and sent him to his feet to feed swine. He started now, the man has started a pig farm. How many of you know a place in Accra called Pig Farm? Pig Farm, you don't know Pig Farm. There's a place in Accra, if you are going to Accra, girls, it's called, I say, you know, there you've been there before, it's called Pig Farm. Nuti, you know Pig Farm, nice one. It's a place. If I'm going to work, that's why I pass every day. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. Give me this portion of the scripture in NLT. I don't have NLT over there. Give me NLT. This day, the setter is doing well. The young man became so hungry that even the pot he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no man gave him anything. Message. When he finally came, that's verse 16 in Message Bible. Or you don't have Message translation. You don't have Message. All right, go to verse 17. Sorry. In NLT. Let's do NLT. Verse 17. It will come tomorrow morning. When he finally came to his senses. Look, may you learn to come back to your senses. Hey, they were quiet now. Today the boys are responding to me. May you learn to come back to your senses. Come back to your senses. One day when you do yourself cocoa tea and your father beat you, come back to your senses. So if you still, you don't come back to your senses. Let your sense begin to work. Your brain should not go on vacation. It's called mental vacation. When your brain has gone on vacation. Do you understand? Yeah, you are in a crowd, but your brain is in Upper West region. It's called mental vacation, and it's equal to madness. Because sometimes you feel that you are a big man. You are a big girl. You don't understand why your father slapped you. Then you say, hey, have you seen somebody in classes that they've slapped before? Hey, JHS 3 crowd, they slapped them in classes. Classes is what? So for these classes, you are going. How many of you are going to classes? No, how many of you are moving from classes to JHS 1? Classes. These people, they are the people that they don't respect in the house. So right now, I'm a senior. Lift up your hand again. Classes to JHS 1. Those, is you. You see, it's that class. These people are putting off the light. Is she going to JHS one? Aha! You see. Those people, next time, when they are going to school, they say, when they walk, when they see this class, I will say, hey, you see senior, you don't greet. Hey! Then another proud set of people are those who are moving from KG1 to KG1 to class 1. Is it KG1 or KG2? KG2 to class 1. Hey, my son is moving to KG2 to class 1. I say, it's not easy in the house. He has started helping people to do their homework. People bring homework, say this one is wrong. I say, hey, chairman, when did you come? Started marking people homework. When he marked the other one, homework, the other one said, hey, I did it like this, and madam says correct. He said, hey, your madam is wrong. And then another proud people are those who are moving from JHS 3 to SHS 1. Hey, wadi. This is when they go and they come back. Look at her. When she go and come back, she won't sit here again. No. She said, hey, what is Kipler Church? I don't like Kipler Church. We are now in adult church. You there, watch. We'll be here. Then she'll go and come back. She won't come here again. You there, you watch. You mark it on the wall. I'm telling you, she won't come back again. At home, so when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the high servant have food enough to spare. And I'm here dying of hunger. At home, where I'm coming from, the place I took the property from and I left, you know, that place, the servant, they eat cornflakes in the morning. Cornflakes. And so I will go home to my father. And when I get home, I will say to my father, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. Hey, sometimes you have to go and kneel down in front of your father and beg him. How many of you have done that before? You have to go and kneel down at dawn and beg. Say, I am sorry. If you have not done that in your life before, do once and see. You have to go and say that or you write a letter. Do you understand? A letter. Oh, clap for my chief police people. Hey. They are coming. Uh-huh. Nice one. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see, is that all? If you go, do you know what it means to go and bring these people to church? Today, after church, you follow me to the chief palace. Yes. When we are going, you will carry her. She's part. And we are walking, nobody's taking car. We walk to the palace and go and visit all of them, their homes. And then we'll come back. You will see that this one, is that all? No, is better than what you are saying. And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Please take me as one of the hired servants. Everybody say hired servant. May you not become a hired servant in Jesus' name. So let me even tell you, the first and second service we are going to have is very simple. Now, our friends in the chief palace and anyone whose house is closer in this area, they will come for the first service. Clap for them. They'll come. Oh, you are not clapping. Now, when you come for the first service and we close, you go home. You are coming at 6:30 to 8:30. By this time, we've closed, cry, you are in the house. You are in the house, cry, you can watch TV. You can travel to wherever you want to go to. How many of you like to come for the first service? The first service, yes. Very early in the morning. Very, very early in the morning. Then, no, some of you, your parents bring you. So you can't come. Unless you can come on your own. Do you understand? And the second service will start from 8:40 to 8:50. Yes, 8:50 to 11:50. Okay. Uh-huh. What's the name of our dancing stars? Bishop gave us a name on Sunday. Now, keep what? No, it's not keep stairs. No, there's a name like that. Keeping stairs. Keeping steps. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the name of our choir. Choir, listen to your name. How many of you want to know the name of the choir? The name of the choir is called Davidic Voices. Hey! Davidic Voices. Everybody say Davidic Voices. So from today, don't say we want to invite the choir. So we are inviting who? Davidic Voices. Everybody say it. Davidic. Mama, onka. Onka. If you invest in Eba Hase, allow him pay the, you don't like the name. We will like it.
We will like it.
They've ever said Davidic voices. And the name of our dancing stars are called Kippy Steps. Kippy Steps. Clap for Kippy Steps. Kippy. How many of you know Kippy Loves Jesus? Kippy, the conference is called Kippy Loves Jesus. So that Kippy. So as for Kippy, there be a Kippy. Kippy Flow. Kippy Steps. The conference is called Kippy Loves Jesus. And our church is called Kiplet Church. Bibia ye kippy. Do you get it? So that is, and then okay, so there's another name, but that other name is not, it's not for you people. It's for pastor. When we go for pastor's meeting, our constituency is called Josiah Constituency. Josiah Constituency. That one, when you go for pastor's meeting, then when you call Josiah Constituency, then I'll stand up. So he returned home and to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father. So we are going to share and know those who are coming for the first service, and then those who are coming for the second service. Okay, so when we put you in first service, please try and come for the first service. It's very important. Somebody like Phoebe, like this, she can't come for first service. Look at now, she's coming. Phoebe and her sister. If you said they should come and sing in the first service, the Umbedru and our first service, look at our point. We have to do third service for them, because third service will help them. Okay. Phoebe, is your house far from here? Where? Kaswa.
Then you come from far. Because me too, I come from Cape Coast.
I don't preach again, Pastor. I do like I preach. If they ask you, where does your pastor stay? He stays at Cape Coast. So I don't stay at Cape Coast. Do I stay with you? I stay at Cape Coast. That's my house. Do you know where Pastor Julian stays? She stays as a flower before he comes here. And you know, we have far places. So he returned home. He saw his father. All right. And his father saw him coming. He was filled with love and compassion. This father is a good for clap for the father. After you have taken my property and you have gone and you are coming back, now I'm filled with love and compassion. I'll slap you, beat you, love and compassion. I said, clap for the father again. This guy. And look at what the father did. He ran to his son. This father embraced him. Everybody say, and kissed him. Oh, no, this father is not a Ghana father. He's not a Ghana. He's not an African father. African fathers don't kiss people. And it's maybe American. It's a son, welcome back home. Welcome back. Hey, Ghana. And ya kwae na be fa niam akolu kwa sia usi ha ye be bo asum as wa boda o ye be ma o de brahasi. That's how Ghana fathers behave. Look, you see this thing, you see this is how God is. Look at verse 20. He said, so he retained hope. No, you see, number one in Ghana, after you have done that thing, you can't come back home. Usro. Let's say you have come back home, no problem. And while he was still a way long off, his father saw him. Do you understand? His father saw him. Now the reason you are also behaving like this is because, hey, Brony, oh Brony, you're back. Why? Now you see. The reason you are also behaving like this is because you are not a father. If you are a father, you understand this one. Father saw you far away off and coming. The father was filled with love and compassion. Clap for the father. Clap for the. That's why when you stop church and you come back, we don't sack you. We don't. If you stop church and you come back, me, I don't sack you. My church is there. It's your church. You come back. I'm sure God that as he even left home, his room cry was there. Nobody was sleeping in the room. So as he came back, they said, who died in the world? Do you see? Filled with, and he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. Clap for the father. 21. Look at what the father did again. And his son said to his father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. As he's saying, the father didn't say anything. Look at verse 22. But his father said to the servant, the father didn't say anything to him. The father said to the servant, quick, bring the finest robe in the house. Bring, he has not bath. But they said they should bring the finest clothes in the house and put it on him. Get a ring on his finger and sandals for his feet. Hey! All this thing that he's wearing is laboro. They are all for his big brother. Because his own, he went to spoil all. Hey! 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 Sit up! Sit up! Hey! This hot preaching, you people are misbehaving. Push! Hey, check the ages and send them to K and I. And kill the calf. The calf that we have been fattening. It means that there's a special cow that they'll be giving this special food so that it will become fat. That one, they said they should kill it. And we must celebrate with a feast. They've gone to take spinners and things. Started jamming the house. Boom, 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 boom. Then started telling people, for this son of mine was dead and he's now returned to life. He was lost, but now he's found. So the party began. Let the party begin. They started playing songs, Shatawale song. They were happy, Stone Boys song. People came, area boys came to perform. More he, yeah, de, yeah, de, yeah, de, yeah, de. Hey, you put the party, people. Yeah, de, yeah, de, yeah, de. Hey, Osidane. Osidane. Then they started doing that. They say, hey, Osidane. Then verse 25. Look at verse 25. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field working. The older son, was in the field working. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house. I said, my father like this. He doesn't play music. It's been this elder boy, he's been away for a long time. Because I'm sure when he left for the farm, no, then his brother came. Then the guy came to wear his things. Then because from the time they kill a cow, then they prepare food. It's a lot. Hey, come back and sit down. Come back and sit down. Hey, sit down. If you are writing the exams, you go and we will like that. And he asked one of the servants what was going on. Now, servants, of funny concern. Have you seen Nigerian movies? When the gate man, you talk plenty. Oga, madam is asleep. Things they've not asked him, he will say it. So then he said, hey, your brother is back. Oh, that your brother, no. Waba. Anopaya, no baye. Waba. And he was told, and your father has killed the fatting calf. So that cow na eche ina kesiye no. Enua na ye kun ye. Me ni alidu. Ye mi enu na ye kun. No anopaya. Anopaya. And Sisiano, we are celebrating because Waba, all this thing they didn't ask you. All this thing they say, what is happening? Do you understand? But he started from saying that, oh, they killed. You just say we are having party. Why do you have to say that we killed the fattened calf? You see, all this one made the elder brother very angry. You just say that, oh, we went to buy salmon and we have done stew, and then we are using it to eat jollof. So that it will be okay. Verse 28. The older brother was angry. How many of you know that if it were you, you'd be angry? Hey, this is for the Holy Spirit. How many of boys, if it were you, you'd be angry. Hey, John, if it were you that Timothy, is it you or Timothy? John, if Timothy did that thing, he has come back, your suit be in the house, they say he should wear it. Your sneakers, they say, oh, daddy gave it to him. Then they went to kill some cow. That cow cries for you. Will you be happy? Everybody will not be happy. I'm telling you. Those of you who are thinking play church, cow, you will not be happy with that thing. Even me, cow, will not be happy. I will not be happy. How many of you that you will not be happy? You will be very sad. If you catch that your little brother, you slap him. You foolish boy. Who asked you to? We were here when you were taking the things and you were going. We were advising you that don't go. And you went to waste everything. Now you have come back. I call away crowd hard. So the other brother was angry and he said he will not enter the house. Shall not enter the house. His father came out and begged him. Me cry if they beg me, like I won't come. They came to beg. Oh, this I'm sure that day the father he suffered. Oh, papa, because he went to run and kiss this one and bring him, started telling people. Now this one to say he will not come to the house. Me too, if it were me, I won't come to the house. Hey, you are not paying attention to the preaching. Church now, yet the man no, and is happy for you. Look at preaching in less 2029. Ah, look at the preaching 30 minutes. You are t-shirt that you are supposed to wear. You are not wearing it. But he replied, all the years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And in all that time, you never even gave me a young goat for a feast with my friend. When is my birthday, cry? Some small goat stew be that will do. Still, you don't give me goat. Hey, hey, hey. Pastor says, sit down and you are from your face. Prodigal son. Sit up. The pastor says, sit down. Hey, that character, you can't bring it to church. Who discovered Africa? Open dog. Cat born dog. Yet, this son of yours, how many of you know that one is an insult? This son of yours, Ubawe, Ubawe, this guy, bad boy, who were here, they told us that he was eating with pigs. He a prostitute, he said, this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes. Hey, how many of you know prostitute? You don't want to say it's a shower. A shower. Kofa shower. Girls, do not shower. These girls who wear handkerchief skirts. On the skirt, and it is a handkerchief. Hey, clap for Erica. Clap for Erica and his friend and her friend. Boss, what's your name? Are you Erica's friend? Allah. Hey. Hey. Yeah, dede. Yeah, dede.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Why though?
Preaching and starting you. Yeah, starting you cry. I feel now you can't Bible no. Hey, my man can't verse 30 be me. Hold on, you know. Yet, when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing fattened calf. You see that it's a fattened calf, it's one. The fattened calf. I'm sure Aquano the eye is on that fattened calf, no. Yeah, by plenty cows that are there. They couldn't kill anyone. That big one that is there, that's the one they've killed. Hey, dear, hey. His father said to him, Look, my dear son, Abotere, you have always stayed by me. And everything I have is yours. Verse 32. Everything I have. That's what the father said. And this thing that he has said, the other son didn't hear this. We had to celebrate this happy day. For your brother was dead. And when he says dead, the other brother didn't understand. Dead is saying. And now, I don't know, did he say he's dead where? He's not dead, Bia. And he has come back to life. He was lost. Now he is found. Is there something in verse 33? Yeah. Is there? Verse 33. Yeah. Clap for the scripture. So this is the story of the prodigal son who wasted everything he had. He wasted everything. This morning, I am preaching on. So this morning, this is the last episode on this one. I'm preaching on the road to lost opportunities. How people lose opportunity. And my point is 2 points per. That's how I've been talking plenty. Because if I give you the 2 points per, then we'll close. There are two cardinal mistakes which make us lose every opportunity that comes our way. Everybody who make this mistake will definitely be denied of the blessing God has given the person. And so I want to share these two mistakes with you. These two mistakes that when you do, do you understand? These two mistakes, and those two mistakes were what the prodigal son did. Do you understand? And he became a prodigal son. He, he took those two decisions. And these two decisions, I'm about to tell you so that you don't also take those two decisions. Number one, the first decision he took, or the first mistake was called the mistake of separation. Listen, our problem was not on why or how he took the property. Do you understand? But the problem is, after he took the property, what happened? Do you see? Even when he took his property, do you understand? Let's say his father is in Bawi. Then he took the property. Then he has gone to check. And then he has gone to rent a house there. Do you know that the father can be going there to visit him? Family members will know that he's there. Everybody will keep an eye on him. But when he took the property, he separated himself. Listen. The beginning, look at me, I'm closing. The beginning of your downfall is your separation. Yes. Some of you separate yourself, like this church you are inside. You can leave the church for 3 weeks, you won't come. The mistake of separation. Look at, go to verse 13 for me. Verse 13. Bible said that, and he took his journey into a far country. You see, when people want to misbehave, they go very far. A far country. Everybody say far country. Yeah, because if you don't go far, we will be seeing you and we'll be advising you. Hey. If you don't go far, do you see? We'll be seeing you, we'll be advising you. But no, let one of you go out. Jaden and this one go out. I told you to stop talking, you are still talking. Come out. I said come out. Quickly, let one of you come out. Go to Adult Church. Go. Come out. Otherwise, I'll put the microphone down and walk out. Pastor Sammy, come and take them out. Take them out. I'm not afraid of you. Go out. Go to K Church. Send them to K Church. From today, that's their church. You can't be coming here. We are preaching. We say everybody should keep quiet. You are talking. Something that chief palace people could have stopped doing. How many of you know that chief palace, when they come, they don't talk, they don't fight again. Then you people that you have this thing, you come, you are talking. You know what it means to make you stop talking before I preach again? Will you get reverend to preach, then you'll be talking. Muskun, reverend, what behavior is that? I won't preach again, Pastor June. No. I'm going to Catholic. I'm going to Methodist. The Methodist church here, is it administrator, follow me and let's go to Methodist. No, let's go. Cool my heart. Touch. Reverend Bogwe Dao Mukasa Kasa. Who born dog? Cat born dog. So you say, when you separate yourself, we are in the church. You don't have a friend. This church, you are here. You don't have a friend. That's why when you don't come to church, nobody knows that you don't come. You see, friendship, you must consciously make friends. Consciously, like, can I be your friend? One of the questions you must be asked. And then after them, I've been bored. You must consciously ask people, can I be your friend? If you ask anybody this question, the person will never say no. One of the things I've been campaigning this year, make friends. Make some of you, when I call you here, you can't mention seven people here who are your friends. So the day you don't come to church, looks as though nobody likes you. But if you don't come to church, people will check on you. The two of you, I'm coming there. Today I'll suck everybody out and preach to the chest. Trust me. He took the money, the properties and everything, and he went to a far country. Listen, don't go to far country. A far country, you don't know anybody there. Far. You have stopped the church. You have stopped this church and you have gone to join another church. Hey, one of the difficult things is to be a newcomer somewhere. Newcomer. Half of them, if you go to, you are a newcomer, people don't mind you. When we close, no, everybody and their friend, then everybody will leave you. Then they say, if today's your first time, stand up. We are not come to give you squash, calipo to drink. No, stay here. Stay, make friends intentionally. Intentionally make friends. Hey, look, there are some people, they don't make friends, but they have friends. You know me, if I want to be your friend, I'll make you my friend right now. No, we'll be friends. Right, even if I don't know your name, we'll still be friends. Unless I don't want you to be my friend. Yes. So the guy, the Bible said that he took his journey and went to a far. He separated himself. Don't separate yourself. Don't separate yourself. Today I was asking somebody that when you don't come to church on Sundays, what do you do? She says, I am there. You are there, Sese. You are there. So we have to come to your house, come and knock your door and call you before you will come. How? Don't separate yourself. Like as a young person, you should know that Sundays are for God. Don't separate yourself. By separating yourself, you are exposing yourself to Satan. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Some of you see that when you don't come to church 1 week, the following week when you come, you see that everything has changed in your eyes. Everything has changed. You can't even, you don't even know what is happening. You become bizarre. He separated himself. The mistake of separation. Your friends are here. You say you don't want to be here. You are quarreling with all your friends. Some of you, school, you are 21 in the class. You have quarreled with 20 people. Only one person is your friend. Church, too, you have quarreled with.
Yeah, the choir was singing and they were looking at. Even this church, guy, they are all witches.
I'm sorry how we are all witches and wizards. So you are what?
And in this church now, they all go to hell.
Heaven. And they're quiet. Go if you are the only one who go to heaven, go. Don't separate. When we have a group, be in the group, dancing stars, join the group. You see, the reason why you feel let out is because you have not joined any group in the church. Join the group. Hey, me, I have friends who. Hey, my funeral, if you come, you won't get a place. The people that will come, that will say they know me. Eh? If you say, we are keepers for Mufriako. Huh. There are plenty of people that I know. Look, join something. Be in a group. You can dance. You won't dance.
Say, waiting for every insult. Can't beg me for. Like the prodigal son, he can't beg me. Hey, I'm not begging anybody. I won't beg anybody. I'm telling you.
Join something. Don't separate yourself. Otherwise, you feel let out. You have a group in the school. Join the group. Join.
You come to take offering. Hey, I finna 8.1. People have closed. 11:39.
Join something. You can't be here and say that, oh, you are just here. I'm just doing the church. You can't just be doing the church. You must join. You see, if you don't join anything, very soon you fall out. You feel that we don't like you. That's the feeling. We will feel that we don't like you. If there's a group, you are coming to beg. You are coming to beg. They are coming to say they are sorry. Come and say sorry to the whole church. Come and stand here. You, Jaden, I'm surprised you have behaved like this. I'll tell your father. Stand here. They say kneel down. Come and kneel down here. The church is saying kneel down. Hey, this is the church who says you know. Come and kneel down here so that they'll see you properly and do. You have a knee problem. Share. And they need to stand up. Say you are sorry to the congregation.
Church, please, I'm sorry.
Eh?
I'm sorry.
Next contestant.
I'm sorry.
Hey, can you hear them? They say they can't hear you. Go back to where you came from. Speak properly and then say we are sorry. Otherwise, you say sorry to everybody one by one.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry is not enough. I won't do that again. I won't do it again. Listen to what they are saying.
I'll not do it again.
Yes, give it to him to say he won't do that again.
I'm sorry. I won't do that again.
Then you're laughing at your brother today.
what they will do to you at home, eh? Today they will mash you like this. You are saying you beat him. You beat him. You beat him. Hey, 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 catch your dressy. You beat him. Hey. What has he done? You beat him. He's laughing at you. Ah. But is he the only, we are all laughing. Is he the only one laughing at you? If you beat him, they go and kneel down here. Will you still beat him? Uh-huh. Say sorry to him.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. To a net dear. Oh. It's okay. Amen. Oh, let's take our second offering. Then when they leave, we can continue our preaching. Take out your second offering. Take it out. And put the moment our screen is off. Lift up. Hey, those of you I sacked you have to give 20 CDs and 100 CDs because you made the church go back. Lift up your offering. You don't mind because he's wearing chain. He feels that Shatawale is his friend. Lift up your offering. Hey, boss, where are you going? Eh? Hey, when you are coming to church, collect your offering from your mother or your father. You have brought snack. You can't offer no man of biscuit. Akwede or Hamiwa, sorry how. Bronisha or Chichadi. Bronikra or Haju. Hey, lift up your offer. Everybody, lift up your offer. Choiristers. Davidic voices. You June, yesterday you were dancing at graduation and you all boom move off stage. I'll show the video to the whole church. How many of you want to watch the video? When I saw, I said, is that my June? They say, yeah, that's your daughter. I said, hey, Erica, you've lifted up. You want to see some of this video? You want to see some of this video? Lift up your offering. Father, we thank you. And the offering momo is on the screen. 0242 order 4821 tele 66. Hey, one CD now, okay, Tano, Tanasi. I'm not forget that 10 CDs, guys, they are sitting down. Now, one CD now, Pejano. Kasatabraka. I see somebody is giving $100. Can I go deeper? Can I go deeper? Phoebe, is that your tithe? Okay, they put with the tithe, come. It's not tithe, it's a special offering. Asempani. Hey, Mikra, who made me a pastor here? I'm seeing things. Oh, lift up. Father, we thank you for our offering. May you bless everybody who is giving. Anybody giving offering today, this week, may they see 200 Ghana CD note on the floor. May they see 100 CD note on the floor. In the name of Jesus, cash. Stand up and bring your offering. My God, I see something. This week you see 200 CD note on the floor. Yeah. This week you will see 1,000 Ghana CD note on the floor. 1,000 Ghana. We don't have one note. We have okay. Somebody said I should prophesy that you see iPhone on the floor. Kashata. I see an iPhone on the floor. This week you will see it with your eyes. My God. Now, those of you who are not giving offering, those of you that your parents gave you the offering and you are not giving, this week your money will get lost. My God. Even if you have the money, you will not bring it. If you don't bring the money, it will get lost. It will get lost. Are you still here? Nuti, have you brought your offering? Who saw Nuti give you offering?
Hey, I said, yeah.
Chama has changed you. Chama has changed. Have you, how many of you gave true Momo? From next year, you start giving true Momo in Jesus' name. I said, from next year, you start giving true Momo in Jesus' name. Those of you with your phone there, lift up your phone. I'm coming to prophesy miracle money. Last 2 weeks, I was there and somebody sent me 2,300. Up to today, I don't know who sent the money. This week, may you receive a momo on your phone from a strange number. In the name of Jesus. Father, bless the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two. Another mistake that the prodigal son did is called the mistake of joining a bad company. Everybody say the mistake of joining a bad company. Luke chapter 15 verse 30. This guy, after he traveled to a far country, the next thing was that he joined a bad company. Listen, never, he said, no. Luke chapter 15. Is that what I said? Luke chapter 15 verse 30. 30. Yeah. So give me in King James. A few days later, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance. He wasted it with riot, with bad friends. Hey, bad friends can influence you. Some of you are a good boy, or you are a good girl. KK, lace your shoe. You are a good girl, but because of your friends, you have bad friends. At school, you have bad friends at school. The girl you sit with is a bad girl. Yes, it's a bad girl. It's that friend that is influencing you and is teaching you bad things. Yes. You are a good boy. Do you know you can get bad friends in the church? Bad friend. Look, I know a boy, he learned how to smoke from the church. Yes. Yes. Another boy, he was a homosexual. My church member. Yeah, somebody in was it J or Y church? Yeah. Bad people. You can meet a bad person at church. Look, the fact that we come to church doesn't mean that everybody is correct. No. So be careful of the people you call friends. They are bad, bad friends in the church. People that can lead you into bad things. That can teach you bad things. KK, you see what you are doing? You see what you are doing? Listen, if I sack you to KK right now, you say that I don't like you. Eliana, don't mind. I'm just counting her this small. That's why I don't sack you to KO. You go to I. Yeah. Bad friends. I'm about to close. Listen, at school, wherever you find yourself, avoid bad companies. I'm telling you, a bad friend will corrupt you. There's a scripture in Proverbs that said that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. You know companion. Companion means friends. The company of fools. See, some of you, the reason you talk in church is because of the person you are sitting by. Is that like you not talking, like as you have come in, you are listening to the word of God direct, but because of that girl you are sitting by. Yeah. Pause this. I say it's improving. You are giving me anti-brutal. Yes. He said, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. No. He that walketh with the wise. He said, the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Look for that phrase. The friendship of fools. Fools. You are sitting by somebody who is influencing you in the class. You are sitting by a friend. The teacher, if the teacher is teaching, they say, look at Seth's trouser. You call your friend that they should look at the Seth's trouser. And this type of ICT teachers, when you see their trouser, friend teachers, you see their trouser. If you see Monsieur trouser, Morton son, Mantasa, not votre Yeah, and you'll be laughing at your teachers. How? It's because of that friend that you have. You see, this one, she wants the friend to talk, but the friend is not minding you. You're still doing so that she will talk, but she will not mind you. The companion, you see Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Listen, try and walk with wise people. My friends are wise people. Otherwise, I'll become a fool. He that walketh with the wise, but the companion of fools, the friendship of fools shall be destroyed. You see, because if, look, when I was in school, I used to have a friend. Hey, we will say we are going to learn together. We'll go and sit down. This is my chair. This is the table. This is his chair. 5 minutes after we are learning, seriously learning, 5 minutes. Say, my guy, do you remember that? Do you remember? Hey, we would talk like 2 hours. One day I said, Fred, I don't think I can learn with you. He said, why? I said, anytime we go and learn, we'll be talking. He said, no, today, no talking. 10 minutes. My guy. You hear say, you see, gist. I'm not, you know, gist. Nipa Nuyaka said, gist. Gist, when they bring the gist, it's difficult to turn down a gist. Because you see, one gist leads to another gist. Yeah. So one day I took a decision. I said, today is over. It's over. So I used to live with some girls because those girls, they don't talk. Hey, that girl, if you learn with her, you make 15, she will sack you. Our own classmate, though, she will sack you. Serious girl, she doesn't smile. So I went to beg her that, can I join her study group? She said, well, I can come. Since then, when I became serious, because there's nobody to talk to. But this, my friend, girlfriend. Oh, my guy. You hear say, if you want to chop kokonsa, don't you say, my guy. Every kokonsa starts with, my guy. Yeah. The companion, bad friendship. But may you not smoke weed because of a bad friend in Jesus' name. Do you know girls also smoke weed? Yeah. Oh, girls smoke weed. Girls smoke weed. How many of you have seen a girl smoking, a woman smoking? Girls smoke. But you watch movies, you don't think that anything you see in the movie is real. Girls drink alcohol. Yeah. See, some of you, your dressing is because of a friend. Your dressing. Some of you don't come to church because you're of a friend. We need beer. Cry. We are sorry. Yeah, hey, no more than any beer. He's a foolish girl. You see, as we are preaching, or bugging, the companion of fools will be destroyed. Yeah, that's why I'm saying that when you come to church, even though the person is your friend, don't sit by the person. The person is your brother, your sister. Don't sit by the person. Let the foolish people sit together. The companion of fools. Yeah, I've one person that. Since I started pastoring him, I've never complained. As in, I'll say, keep quiet in church. He said them. Said them has never clap for him. Look, said them. When I'm going somewhere, I'll go with him because he is prime and proper. Some of you can't follow me anywhere. You disgrace me. You when we get to the place, my Jew say, my baby kaka na yenum. Some of you, when I send you to a place and you finish eating, you licking them. I'll go with you. You even hold the bowl. I will never go out with you because of your character. Yeah. Said them have been prime and proper. Said them. When I'm going somewhere and I want somebody to follow me, said them. Yeah. Another person is Asida. Oh, Asida. And this Ayi has never given me headache before in this church. Here and the sister. You too. The whole church will carry you and throw you away. The church, this church, they know that you are the one who disturbed me most. How, dear, how? You know how you do it. Oh, now you have changed. And now I've seen that you have changed small. Since you started sitting by, I say, you have changed. He said, I say, who is making you change? I say, please be having good influence on her, okay? be training her for me. Hey! Kayla has never given me trouble before. Some of you, when I'm preaching, I have to shout on them, keep quiet, keep quiet. Even my friends from Chief Palace, now they've stopped their things. Look at Ifya. Ifya, stand up. People even don't know she's a church member here. Quiet. Quiet. I doubt you don't talk. My girls, they don't talk. But my boys. These boys. Some of these boys here, yes, some of them, who are wearing chains like Shatawale's uncle. Look at their chains. Look at their faces. Different faces. Different faces. Man, the Obroni, me preaching on chiche biscuit. Obroni, me preaching on now chiche niyama u didra. Is it? Yeah, I know she's called Shania, but Obroni means that she's fair. You are not Obroni. Look at your skin, is my skin. Me and you, we are the same. Look at her skin, it's different from our own. But I should call you Obroni. Your skin and my skin, our skin, they don't call us Obroni. We are called Blackie. me and you and all these people, we are called Blackie. Hey, if you are called Blackie, fat to her. Hey, June, put your hand down, Blackie. It's not, look, Nana, stand up. Nana, you and your sister, stand up. The two of you, stand up. Shania, stand up. These are the Obronis. Jeremiah. I'll slap you right now. You want to stand up? You look at this. Look at this case and look at your own. Foolish man. Look at this case. Can you buy cream for this skin? This your skin, your crodoso skin. Look at this. These people are. Have you seen the Obroni? Have you seen their skin is different from our own? Mm-hmm. So we are called Blackie. All of us. These three people are the Obronis. They are the Obronis. Put that skin down. Hey, Erica, I'll beat you. Erica, I'll throw the key at you. Sit down. Now you are Obroni. This skin is Obroni. You'll be Obroni, but you don't bath. That's why. Some of you, when they give birth to you, are fair. But you don't bath. You vacation like, as you're on vacation like this, when you bath Monday, unless Sunday, come to church. Some of you ask you a bath today, unless next week Sunday that you are coming here, you bath again. Nuti like this, when they born Nuti, fair colored. I can show you Nuti's pictures. But look at Nuti's skin. It doesn't bath. It doesn't bath. That has become like charcoal. Everybody said the companion of fools shall be destroyed. May you not join bad friends. Hey, those of you, listen. Those of you at the Chief Palace, stand up. Where are you? Yeah, stand up. Listen. Don't join bad friends. Look, it's possible to stay in this church. You understand? And don't join Okada. Okada riders. We will be in this church, and one day you come and park your car here. I'm telling you. You see, right now, when you go there, if somebody has Okada, the person look like he's rich. But you see, as you keep coming, God is working on you. Before we see, where's your sister? She didn't come today. Last week, she didn't come. Before we see, you see that God has blessed you. You see, one of the things church does is that God has a way of blessing people. And that's how God is going to. Don't join yourself to bad friends. They are going to smoke. So, mami kona miko drink akra. The day you drink akra, that's the day you go mad. Yeah. Listen, when we started this church, a lot of the people from the Chief Palace, they come. But now, we have to go and beg them. Please, today I met Oko and I met Akwele. And I said they should come to church. They said they'll come. Did he come? I met this one. I said, where are you? He said, Obroni, say what? Shana, he said what? He said.
Yeah. The people that are black, they are baby.
Oh. Old Abronaker. People that are black are called Bibini. Kesey na ye Bibini no. Do you see what your sister is saying? So as we are giving you her fans, you see now she's. So your brother is Bibini, eh? Bibini.
Bibini.
Now you say a Bibini. Eh? You don't like Bibini? You do or you buy? Ah, they say don't know buy you to be again. You, your brother have been buying you things. You are calling her Bibini, him Bibini. And you is and now you're from Obroni, no friend Bibini. You say what? You're not buying him what? He has his own money. He's the one who has been sponsoring you. He's rich. Rich. Odogu stand up. Odogu. Odogu stand up. Odogu. The whole church Odogu. The whole church Odogu. I hear say you buy him anything. Obrolu be sure who you. Odo be sure who you. Obrolu be sure who you. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I'm quite afraid, Bibini. Hey, my point. Well, I'm tired. Diosin, may we not join bad friendships in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand. Sammy, have they close? Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this afternoon. May you help us not to separate ourselves. May you help us not to join bad friends. May we not become like the prodigal son, but may we live our life to please you all the days of our lives. We ask the Lord, you come through for us and help us. In Jesus' name, amen.